The House in Committee for further consideration of the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill is resumed.
Assistant Speaker Eric Roy in the chair for another night of opposition filibustering on the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill. Beside Mr. Roy, when the House resumed after dinner on Wednesday, the member in charge of this private bill, Labour's Grant Robertson.
Mr. Chair, when we the House rose, we were discussing Clause 10 of the bill, which is around what happens with companions of the Royal Society, a class of membership of the Royal Society devoted to people who have achieved eminence in the promotion or encouragement of science and technology. And with the change being made in Clause 10, this will include people both in the science and technology area and also the humanities. And as we rose, I was just giving some examples for the House of the kinds of people who are companions of the Royal Society.
Grant Robertson on Clause 10, and more than 2.5 hours later on Clause 14, with Eric Roy replaced in the chair by the other Assistant Speaker, Ross Robertson.
Mr. Chair,
I call the Honourable Member Grant Robertson.
Mr. Chair, now earlier in the previous clause, Steve Chadwick said that we'd reached the nuts and bolts of this legislation. Well, I beg to differ. I think we've now reached the nuts and bolts of this legislation because we're now moving slightly away from the question of the incorporation of the humanities to the way in which the Royal Society wants to structure itself. And when this bill was brought before me as the member for Wellington Central, the Royal Society sat down with me and said, look, the main thing here is about the humanities, but there's also some very important tidying up of the way we go about our business. And that's what we've reached here. Mr. McIndoe is enlightened, and I plan to enlighten him further, at some length, I might add, too.
But that'll have to wait until next Members' Day, scheduled now for Wednesday, August the 3rd, in the first week back after the next two-week adjournment. Even then, with 9 clauses left to go, it could be not until mid or late September before the House resumes debate on the ACT Party's Education Freedom of Association Amendment Bill, which would abolish compulsory membership of student unions. Stuck in the queue behind private and local bills in its committee stage since it was last debated in March, this bill is the real target of the opposition's filibuster. And although filibustering is a legitimate delaying tactic for an opposition, it is considered unparliamentary to discuss it openly in the chamber, which is why the ACT Party's Heather Roy had to draw attention to her bill's plight with this Around the Houses question to the Minister of Science and Innovation on Wednesday.
Has the Royal Society expressed concern over the deliberately slow progress of the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill, especially considering the bill's cross-party support? If so, what concerns have they expressed?
The Honourable Dr. Wayne Mapp.
Mr. Speaker, the Royal Society, of course, is a very proper organisation and it would never seek to actually influence Parliament. However, I can say informally that they are somewhat bemused as to what is happening. They apprehend that they are in the grip of forces beyond their control. They ask, when will the bill pass? They wonder. And I have said, with a bit of luck, this year or maybe next.
There was also a question for Mr. Mapp from Grant Robertson.
To the Minister, has he seen a copy of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Royal Society of New Zealand and the Council for the Humanities, dated the 9th of February 2010, that says that they hope to pass the legislation referred to in the primary question within 5 years?
The Honourable Dr. Wayne Mapp.
Mr. Speaker, now, I haven't actually seen that memorandum, but I might say this, Mr. Speaker. I might say this. I don't think that was seen as an invitation to spend the entire year debating the legislation.
Grant Robertson's request to table the memorandum was refused. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.